Carrington Cardinal Basketball is brought to you by Gar Dental, Central City Lumber, CHI, St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Headlocks, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Beckett Insurance, Sendak, Passat Motors, Bank Forward in Carrington, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Dakota Central, Old National Bank, DJ's Home Center, Evans Funeral Home, Farmers Union Insurance, Randy Huey Agent, Retzlaff Seed and Supply, Napa Auto Parts, Jamestown Regional Medical Center, the Carrington Healthy Communities Coalition, Central Pharmacy, Central City H2O Plus, and Summit Physical Therapy. Now, Carrington Cardinal Basketball.
We welcome you to Hunter, North Dakota, in the northeast of the state, where today Carrington Cardinal Basketball exits region play to take on a Region 1 opponent. It is the Northern Cass Jaguars. It is a doubleheader, the final one of the 25-26 season, and we're happy to have you with us for it. Alongside Cody Barrett, who is running our camera setup for This Week in Carrington Sports tomorrow night at 7 on KDAK, the Cardinal on YouTube. I am BJ Walters, and we start with girls action. The red-hot Carrington Cardinal girls, winners of five consecutive games, taking on the Northern Cass Jaguars. It's a Cardinal team coming off a 45-33 win over Four Winds Minnewaukan. What that meant is that the Cardinals are well and truly in the race to be the number one seed in the Region 2 tournament. We'll tell you why it's going to be quite the race in the next segment, if last night is any indication. Meanwhile, for Northern Cass, they're facing a lot of changes going on. First off, there's no Crockett sister here anymore. They're both at Jamestown, and that's over 4,300 career points that Thad Sankey's team has on it this year. Secondly, it's a new coach, the third coach in 3 years. Of course, 2 years ago, D.C. Lucas stepped down to spend more time with his daughters, including Ellie, who is at Valley City State playing volleyball over there. Last year, Kyle Morehart came over from Thompson. He had been a longtime assistant under Jason Brend, and this year he is an assistant under Jason Brend. So this year, it is first-time head coach Colby Vanderwall, and his team comes in 3-7, 1-4 in Region 1 play. They're also doing it without one of their better players, though. She is an eighth grader. Cadence Husar misses her second consecutive game with a broken left thumb. She actually played a game with a broken left thumb before her mom said, you know, that looks really ugly. You ought to get that checked out. And sure enough, once she did that, the determination was, whoa, let's put this thing in a splint. Let's get you 100%. You got a long career ahead of you. So no Cadence Husar. Yes, that is the younger sister of the outstanding Trey Husar that we are referencing and talking about the eighth grader. So Coach Vanderwall's team just tries to move on and do what they can with what they've got. It's Carrington and Northern Cass coming up. Later tonight, we've got the boys, the Cardinal boys, trying to bounce back off of the loss to New Rockford Cheyenne. But when we come back, we'll take a look around the region. If you didn't think Thompson was a threat before last night, we'll tell you why they still are when Cardinal basketball continues on the i3G Sports Network.
Gar Dental in Carrington has your smile on the mind. Gar Dental specializes in orthodontics, cosmetic dentistry, teeth whitening, dental crowns and bridges, dental veneers, dental implants, general and family dentistry, root canals, clear aligner orthodontics, sedation dentistry, dentures, lasers, TMJ therapy, and wisdom teeth removal. Call Gar Dental today for family dentistry and beyond. Gar Dental in Carrington, 701-652-2300.
Your first car. It may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
Back in Hunter, it is Carrington and Northern Cass coming up. The Cardinals going for six in a row. So let's take a look at what's been going on in Class A basketball. And an evening ago, a couple of big results. Number one, four wins, Minnewaukan dropped another one, 70-61 to a good Watford City team, but a Watford City team that today lost to Central Cass, 73-63. Now, the game that a lot of people will be talking about, and I just happened to be at home and watched it, Thompson really played well last night in beating Valley City, 66-56. The Highliners have a guard problem. And until they get that figured out, they may not be able to repeat as state champions. They've got a guard problem. Thompson doesn't, because they have Kaya Hurst and Addie Sage. Sage recently became the all-time leading scorer in Thompson history. And the Tommies, pretty much from start to finish, were in control last night. 66-56, they beat Valley City. Also last night, Kindred beat Rugby 49-35. Rugby plays tonight against the Valley City Highliners. Other scores of note in the region last night: Mayport CG beat Oak Grove 71-44, and in a double counter, Hillsboro Central Valley beat Harvey Wells County 49-32. Over the summer, Carrington head coach Andy Broughton was inducted into the North Dakota High School Coaches Association Hall of Fame. And the Hall of Famer joins us next when Cardinal basketball continues on the I3G Sports Network.
CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. Traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Why choose Professional Eye Care Centers? Four great reasons are Dr. Bone, Dr. Frelick, Dr. Jangula, and now introducing Dr. Jordan Thomas, four of the most educated professional optometrists you'll ever meet. Next is their many locations. You can now see one of their spectacular doctors in Jamestown, Valley City, Carrington, Edgeley, Ellendale, and Lemoore. And finally, their fantastic selection. And yes, all of their frames and lenses are backed up by warranty. Visit ProEyeCareCenters.com and make an appointment today. Professional Eye Care Centers, clearly the best.
Cardinals and Northern Cass coming up, and we're pleased to be joined by Carrington head coach Andy Broughton. And coach, after a pretty intense game Monday, a few days of work, and now you get to take on a Northern Cass team that certainly has aspirations of getting to a state qualifier in a month and a half, and a good opportunity here on the road.
Yeah, Northern Cass always presents a challenge. They're very athletic kids, and we'll have to be on top of our game, especially on the boards.
Speaking of exactly that, you did that really well Monday night, the 45-33 win over Four Winds Minnewaukan. And a lot of shutting them down is when you have a good defensive possession, you've got to finish it with a rebound, and your girls did that.
Yeah, we took care of the boards, and then presents a few more opportunities, and then the offensive boards helped us, again, get more opportunities to the rim and kind of made the difference.
Have you noticed a difference in Mara Coots since she went and got the issue she was having fixed? She seems more confident in herself, and she really played well Monday.
Yeah, she did. They gave us some open looks on the way, and she did the job on the weak side boards and got some opportunities that way. But Mara played really well, was aggressive offensively, and needs to continue to do so.
I know you study your team a lot. The last five games during this winning streak, your defense, 42, 33, 33, 32, and 29. Are you seeing similarities game to game and then sort of that consistency that you look for?
Well, yeah, that's a good, pleasant surprise that we can hold teams down, and we got to continue to do that. You can't take that for granted. It's hard work every day, and it's communication. You got to come out and talk to each other and, you know, talk on screens and, you know, help side defense has to be there, and then recovery defense has to be there. So it's a lot of things going on to hold the team to around 30 points.
It's a pretty fascinating matchup today. You've got a Hall of Fame head coach, 476 wins against a first-year head coach who's starting his career, three wins. What do you see from Colby's team?
Well, they listened to him, and you know, they had a real good effort against Trinity at our shootout. So we got to be on top of our game. They came out and hit some triples right away. So we got to be in their face defensively, and then take care of the, like you said, take care of the job on the boards, and run when we are able, and run our set offense when we're able. You know, we got to do things right to come out on the successful end.
You look at their game with Valley City, and they played pretty well for about 2.5 quarters, and then Valley City able to sort of wear them down. Is that where your running and trying to get up and down could help you guys out a little bit today?
Yeah, you know, if tempo goes in our favor, we would want to get up and down, but you know, you got to make shots to get that tempo going, and you know, and vice versa. If you play good D and get some, you know, possessions where you're stealing the ball close to half court, maybe you can get some things in transition or off turnovers.
They shoot a lot of threes. What challenges does that present defensively?
Well, you got to work the perimeter. You got to jump to them and, you know, stick like glue when it's on the ball side. And, you know, help side got to be there. But, you know, the help side's only as good as the help and recover.
Well, Coach, have some fun out there and good luck.
Thanks, BJ.
That's Cardinal head coach Andy Broughton on our pregame. And when we come back, we'll have the Bessette Motors starting lineups when Cardinal basketball continues on the I3G Sports Network.
Carrington Drug, your independently owned good neighbor pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurturing a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance, good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street in Carrington, caring for you and our community.
On tap, I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks! Headlocks!
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks! Headlocks!
Headlocks, Carrington, North Dakota.
Back in Hunter, it is Carrington and Northern Cass coming up. And before we bring you those Bessette Motors starting lineups, let us pause 10 seconds for station identification. Live from Hunter, this is Cardinal Basketball.
Thunder 106.1 is KQLX-FM Lisbon Fargo. And Thunder 98.3 is KXGT-FM Carrington Jamestown.
Happy to have you with us. And now today's Bessette Motors starting lineups. Bessette Motors has a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. The sales crew offers friendly personal service. Bessette Motors, where our customers send their friends. Call today, 652-2955. First for the visitors, the Carrington Cardinals. They'll start at one guard, a 5'9 senior, Sienna Top. 6.5 points, 3 rebounds per ball game, 80%. At the free throw line, 16 out of 20. Another guard, 5'8 sophomore Mara Johnson, 7.5 points, 5.7 rebounds, and 2.5 assists per ball game. At one forward, 5'8 junior Harper Coleman, 6.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, almost 2 assists per game. At the other forward, 5'8 sophomore Aniston Hornet, the team's leading scorer, 10.7 a game, 7 rebounds, 2 assists per ball game. And in the middle, 5'11 sophomore center Mara Coots, 9.7 rebounds per game. She was excellent with a season high 16 on Monday night in the 45-33 win over Four Winds Minnewaukan. The Cardinals led by 27th-year head coach Andy Broughton, 476 wins, 161 losses. Now for Northern Cass, and there is one change brought about by the Hussar injury. It is at guard of 5'6 senior Emma Hobdeness. The other guards, 5'6 junior Carly Ryder, and if she hits her first shot, she's the kind of player that can get hot in a hurry. Also at guard, a 5'3 sophomore Carson Melander. At one forward, a 5'8 senior Tess Jalbert, and the other senior is a 5'7 center Olivia Olson. For first year Jaguar head coach Colby Vanderwall, 3-7 overall, 1-4 in Region 1 play. The Cardinals are in all red with white numbers and letters outlined in black. They will go from right to left across your radio dial and internet stream. The Jaguars in all white with black numbers and black cursive script that spells out Jaguars. Both the numbers and letters outlined in gold, they will move from left to right. Happy to have you with us on KXGT Thunder Country 98.3 and at NewsDakota.com today. And when we come back, the opening tip, Carrington and Northern Cass, when Cardinal basketball continues on the I3G Sports Network.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience. We know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Give Bickett Insurance a call today.
Better get Bickett, Bickett Insurance Agency. Better get Bickett.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farm owners grow and succeed today and into the future.
There's no criticizing that referee today. None. That was absolutely brilliant. That was, oh my goodness, what a rendition of the national anthem here in Hunter today as the Cardinals and the Jaguars get ready to do non-region basketball here on a Saturday. We will keep you updated on what's going on in that Class A shootout back in Devil's Lake. Right now, Thompson are playing Turtle Mountain in another interesting game. Then it's Valley City and Rugby. Valley City Rugby followed by Kindred and Devil's Lake. Also, the other team in Class A receiving votes is Wahpeton, and they have their border battle today at the College of Science, taking on Breckenridge, and you can find that game on our sister station, KBMW, and KBMW News Live on YouTube. The sub-varsity game was interesting, with Northern Cass getting the win 36-29. Also want to welcome those of you who may be switching over right now from KDAK, where the Cardinal girls have been taking part in the Storehaug tournament. Kyle Hewitt still with you from Lisbon on KDAK, the Cardinal, on the mobile app on your smart speaker as the Cardinal girls wrap up probably in the next hour, hour and a half or so by the time the boys are on the court. In all likelihood, they will be done by then, but we'll stick right here on 98.3. And by the way, Cardinal boys basketball will play rugby Monday. That's on KDAK, the Cardinal. But then the boys are back here on 98.3 Thursday night when they travel to Mayville to take on Mayport CG. Because the Cardinal girls at the same time will be in Grafton. And we'll have that for you on KDAK, the Cardinal. Well, can Carrington make it six in a row? They won this game a season ago in Carrington. It was in the middle of their 13-game winning streak. Right now, five in a row. If it gets to 13, there's going to be a lot of happy people in Carrington. I can tell you that right now, because that would carry right on into the postseason. Mara Coots to jump center, and so is Olivia Olson. We hope you enjoy the action from Hunter. We are underway with Olson somewhat winning the tip, but it comes to Sienna top, down to Aniston Hornet, and she missed the layup. The rebound is on the floor loose. It's a held ball that goes to the Jaguars 9 seconds in, and boy, Aniston Hornet got loose and missed a layup right off the bat. Now Northern Cass against the press, and Mari Johnson took it out of the hands of Carly Ryder. Now Johnson pops a three. Boom! Mara Johnson, a three, and Carrington score first. Johnson comes in shooting 26% from deep, but she buries that one in the Cardinals' lead early. On the right side, Carly Ryder against Harper Coleman, and she takes it out of Ryder's hands. And they're going to give the ball back to Northern Cass. They say the ball hit Coleman. It didn't. It was kind of right in front of us. On the left side, it's Jalbert against Aniston Hornet. Tess has been a part of this program for a while. Here's Carly Ryder, left side. Drives in on Coleman. Kick out. Left wing three blocked by Sienna Top. Rebound out of bounds off Mara Johnson. The three off the hand of Carson Mielander got blocked by Sienna Top. It is not a reset of the shot clock. 18 to shoot for the Jaguars. The ball is thrown in, and a loose ball foul is called on Emma Hovdeness. Her first, team's first, game's first. And now Carrington with the ball a minute in, leading 3-0 on the bank forward scoreboard. Here is Aniston Hornet around a screen, drives right and leaves for Sienna Top. She will hold, still holds, dumps it down to Coots. Two dribbles left. Mara hit the bottom of the backboard. The ball knocked out of bounds by Emma Hovdeness. And it'll stay with Carrington. Coots got such good position that when she laid it up, it hit the underside of the rim. Now here's Hornet in the post. Spinning, leaning, blocked by Carly Ryder. Rebounded by Olivia Olson. And here come the Jaguars with Mielander, guarded by Sienna Top in this 1v1. Mielander dribbles left, leaves for Carly Ryder. And now Hovdeness pops a pass down low. Olson kick out. Carly Ryder starts a drive. Back for Olson. Loose on the floor. Still loose comes to Jalbert. Right side. Faking a three was Hovdeness. Instead, three to shoot. Here's a jumper from the right side that doesn't go. Backside rebound, Northern Cass. A second chance at it. Ryder a little runner, and she gets it to go. Carly Ryder puts Northern Cass on the board. It's 3-2 Cards, 2 minutes in. On the left side, Mara Johnson holds and goes down to Hornet. One dribble, spin, find Mara Coots, who missed the layup short. Offensive rebound, Hornet, and she's fouled with 5:38 to play in the first quarter. Already Mara Coots with hands on head. She can't believe she's missed that. Second foul on Emma Hovdeness. And free throws for Aniston Hornet, her first one, is good. And actually, scoreboard has that as the first one on Hovdeness, and it is. Both free throws are good for Hornet, and it is 5-2, and I'll tell you why. They called the first one on Olivia Olson, not on Hovdeness. And now a steal, and Mara Johnson gets a layup at the other end. Carrington off and running. They lead 7-2, and Mara has five. We have not seen Carrington press as hard because they're not as deep as last year. Now off of Harper Coleman and out of bounds. But as you heard Andy Broughton say in pregame, he wouldn't mind picking the pace of this game up a little bit. They are a little deeper than Northern Cass. Here's Ryder on the inside. Got blocked by Aniston Hornet. Carrington's all over Northern Cass in the paint early on. And a baseline inbound upcoming. It comes in and is stolen by Mara Coots. Mara knew it was there, turned around, and there it was. Here's Harper Coleman. Picks it up and gives to Hornet. Down to Coots. Skip it right side. Sienna Top thought about a three, didn't take it. Instead, reach around foul Olsen on Coots. And that is Olivia Olsen's second foul. And that's a problem because they're thin on the bench right now and they do not have a secondary post player. And that's why you don't see a substitution coming in right now. Johnson down towards Coleman, who gets inside, puts it up. No, but a foul on Carly Ryder is her first and the team's fourth. And Harper Coleman will shoot two. With the Cardinals already up 7-2. Harper shooting two. Her first one tickles a twine. It's 8-2. Coleman on the year comes in shooting 74% at the free throw line. Her second one, in and out, rebound, Olivia Olson. It's 8-2 Carrington on the bank forward scoreboard. Just over 3 minutes gone by. It's Hovdeness up top, holding against Sienna Top is Melander, right side. It's Carly Ryder against Harper Coleman. Ryder gets baseline, wrap around feed into the corner. A wide open three for Jalbert is wide right, and it is saved in. Really well done by Hovdeness. And now post entry down to Olson, who lays it up, missed it. Rebound Coots. And here comes Carrington with a 6-point advantage. It's Sienna Top. Lost the dribble momentarily. Gives it to Hornet. Down to Coots. Going to work. Kicking it out. Here's Top. Down the lane. Sienna lays it up too strong. Coots the putback. No. Hornet's putback goes. 10-2 Carrington. Aniston with four. And the Cardinals lead by eight. Hovdeness. Behind the back with a dribble. Fires it to Carly Ryder. Had one to get it across. That's why she did that. Melander up top. Carson in her bright pink shoes holds against Sienna Top. Now finds Carly Ryder at the head of the key against Harper Coleman. Six to shoot for Northern Cass. Right side, it's Olson. Three to shoot, two to shoot. Hovdeness, that's knocked away. It's a shot clock violation. I don't think they ever saw that the shot clock was running out. In for the first time, Cody Thiel, 5'5 sophomore for Carrington, and Reese Lavig, 5'6 senior guard for Northern Cass, who back into a 1-3-1 zone. And it's Hornet driving left and leaving for Mara Johnson in the corner to Harper Coleman. Kick out. Johnson, wide open three off the right side of the rim, and the rebound's out of bounds off Northern Cass. It stays with Carrington with 2:51 to play in the opening quarter in the bank forward scoreboard reading 10-2 Cards. Hornet triggering the inbounds pass to Mara Johnson. Back to Aniston Hornet. Johnson towards the top of the circle. Down to Coots. One, two dribbles in. Back to Hornet. Puts it up. Missed it long. Rebound loose. Lavig has it for Northern Cass. And here she comes left to right. Reese is picked up by Harper Coleman. Pick and roll. Down to Olson. Blocked by Coots. She stuffed it and took it out of her hands. And here comes Hornet the other way for Carrington. Left side, Mara Johnson. Johnson left alone, buries a three. Mara Johnson with eight, and Carrington leads 13-2. Reese Lavig across the timeline with one to spare. Now spins right, leaves it for Hovdeness. Post-entry, Olsen. Back to Hovdeness. Apparently that was okay. She was dribbling as she slipped. Got it back to Olsen. Lavig with six to shoot. Fires from 19. Air ball. Rebound, Cody Thiel. Carrington's just dominating defensively early. Here is Hornet holding. Driving right, kicking. Mara Johnson thought about a three, didn't take it. Here's Hornet in the post, spinning, firing, too strong. Rebound, Olivia Olsen. And Tess Jalbert has a cut. So she's going to have to get that taped up. That'll get Carly Ryder back into the game and get also into the game for the first time, Brinley Winterquist. Winterquist, the 5'9 junior center. Driving right, Carly Ryder. Lost the ball. A steal for Mara Coots, who's everywhere in this first quarter. Have mercy. Here is Hornet to Johnson. Under a minute to play in the opening quarter, and Carrington up double digits. Here's Hornet. Right side, Mara Johnson wants another three. A little long, backside board. Taken in by Northern Cass on the run. Here's Melander holding and has her pass deflect. And Cody Thiel forces a near steal. Now it's almost, they call a foul on Aniston Hornet. First foul on the Cardinals. First on Hornet, of course, and back in is Harper Coleman. Or rather, back in is Sienna Top, I beg your pardon. Right side, Olsen gets trapped, and a foul is called on Mara Coots, her first. And now the shot clock is off for Northern Cass. They could hold for the last one. Here's Carly Ryder. Melander up top against Cody Thiel. Melander tries to drive left and is called for a carry. Turnover, Northern Cass. Now Carrington could have the final shot of the quarter if they wish. Here's Sienna Top across the NC with the big Jaguar around it. It's a sharp-looking court design. Here's Top with 10. It's Coots. Fakes the handoff. Dribbles right. Finds Mara Johnson for three. A little long. Backside rebound. Out of bounds to Northern Cass. 3.8 on the timer. And now the Jags with 3.8. It's Lavig. And that shot will find Mara Coots. And that's the end of the first quarter. Well, the good defense of the last five games has continued. And through one on the Bank Forward scoreboard, Carrington 13, Northern Cass 2. And Cardinal basketball will continue on the I3G Sports Network.
Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles.
Where our customers send their friends.
This is Rob Kuhneman of Fargo, a current Big Ten, Summit League, and Mid-American Conference basketball official. Why officiate? Some officiate to give back to the sport that gave so much to them when they were growing up. Some officiate to be a role model for aspiring officials. Others officiate to make a difference. You can be an official. Call your local high school or the North Dakota High School Activity Association at 701-845-3953 to learn more.
A message from the NDHSAA and this radio station.
B.J. Walters and Cody Barrett back with you. Second quarter, here we go. Carrington up 13-2 after one against Northern Cass. Here's their favorite play, the give and go, and Anniston Hornet misses the layup. You know, it's 13-2, and it could be worse. Into the game for the first time for Northern Cass is going to have to get some help on that. I think it's Lily Vanderwall, but I'm not sure. Oh. Foul is called at the other end. That makes so much sense. I can't believe I didn't think of that. The foul is on Brinley Winterquist. Tess Jalbert's wearing 44 because she had a cut, and apparently that blood got on the jersey. Here is Sienna Top kicking right side. Harper Coleman down to Hornet, who lays it in and draws the foul on Carly Ryder. A chance at a three-point play for Anniston Hornet. Ryder picks up her second. Chance at three for Annie, and she converts. Carrington leads 16-2. And Northern Cass looking for answers right now. Mielander dribbles with the left hand against Sienna Top, goes into the corner for Winterquist. And her pass is picked off by Anniston Hornet, who will go to the other end, lay it up, miss it short. And she's even got a smile on her face. Now she forces a steal, and Sienna Top lays it in. 18-2 Carrington, and a Dactel timeout is called by Colby Vanderwall. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and experience Command IQ today at DakotaCentral.com. A minute gone by, second quarter, 18-2 Cardinals. On the i3G Sports Network.
Running tough, running strong. High Plains Equipment.
High Plains Equipment is your authorized Case IH dealer serving farmers around Carrington, Devils Lake, Rugby, and Harvey. When you're ready to invest in a new piece of quality Case IH equipment, their friendly, knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments will make sure your experience is outstanding. Visit highplainseq.com to connect with your local Case IH High Plains Equipment location.
Well, right now it's a perfect first 10 minutes of this basketball game for Carrington. They lead 18-2 over Northern Cass. Not just that, Emma Hobdenis has two fouls. Carly Ryder has two fouls. This is a big problem spot for rookie head coach Colby Vanderwall, who, by the way, I know this is radio. I'm sorry ahead of time. He's got the best kicks of anybody in this gym today. Look at those kicks. Goodness. Back to play. Dribbling with the right hand is Mielander. Throws it up top. It goes into the backcourt. It's over and back. And Colby Vanderwall turns as if to say that is not what we called in the timeout. 18-2 Cardinals. Harper Coleman dribbles left, tries to get downhill, leaves it for Hornet. Right side, Maya, nice, a three off the front of the rim and taken in by Tess Jalbert, who's wearing 44. And she has her pass nearly stolen by Anniston Hornet. It's knocked out of bounds. Nice is the 5'7 freshman guard, averaging 3.5 points and shooting 26% from three. Remember, she had four threes in the first half at Harvey Wells County. Carrington by 16. Mielander, right side, Olson working on Coots. Kick out Mielander. Here is Carly Ryder driving right. Carly puts it up short. Rebound, Harper Coleman. And she lost it out of bounds. A turnover, Carrington. Back in Mara Johnson for Sienna Top. Short short inbounds comes to Jalbert, and then that was knocked out of bounds by apparently Anniston Hornet. 5:59 to go until halftime. Pardon me. Coming up in the half, a visit from Boys head coach Randy Huey before his team face Northern Cass. Carly Ryder gets inside and finishes with the right hand. Ryder has all four, and it's 18-4. At the other end, the jumper goes in for Maya Nice. It's a long two, and now it's 20-4. On the right side, Hovdeness. Again, starting because Cadence Hussar is injured, and she bounces it out of bounds. On the baseline, a turnover. The good thing is Cadence is in one of those soft splints on the bench for Northern Cass, so she's probably going to be just fine. Anniston Hornet dribbling with the right hand, now with the left against Tess Jalbert. Gets downhill, kicks it out. Here's Nice. Johnson. Mara around a screen. In the corner, a Hornet three. Air ball, rebound Hovdeness. Numbers the other way for Northern Cass, and Carly Ryder will miss it short. Offensive rebound, Olson back up and in. Olivia Olson's first basket, 20-6. With 4:40 to go in the first half. Here's Nice holding around a screen from Coots. Maya gives and then down to Coots, who missed the layup, got the putback. 22-6. And her mom won't mind me saying this if she's listening. That was a stat padding possession. Miss a shot, get the rebound, score the shot. Padding stats is Mara. Down to Olivia Olson, who spins, leaves for Jalbert. Wild miss, offensive rebound, Hovdeness. Right side, Jalbert. Melander. Jalbert again. Right side, Carly Ryder. Crosses over, gets downhill on Harper Coleman, gets too far downhill. Has to kick it out with 15 to shoot. 3:45 in the half, and a Hovdeness three is way off. Rebound Mara Coots. Here comes Maya Nice the other way. Nice goes all the way, hits the underside of the backboard. Rebound Carly Ryder. Ryder has her pocket picked by Hornet, down to Coleman, who lays it in. 24-6 Carrington. On the bank forward second quarter scoreboard. Melander dribbling left, continuing to dribble, leaves for Jalbert. 3 minutes until the first half comes to a close. Melander against Nice, goes right side, post up, foul on Harper Coleman. Free throws upcoming for Carly Ryder. With Carrington up by game-high 18. A couple new Jaguars will come in after this first free throw, which is long. In for the first time, Nyla Erickson, 5'5 sophomore guard. Carrington bring back Sienna Top. Reese Lavig is in if this one goes in for Carly Ryder. It does not. Rebound Olivia Olson. A second chance for Northern Cass. Head of the key, Hovdeness. Left side, Olson. Against Top. Skip it right side, Jalbert. That's a switch. Carrington, I guess off that rebound, got switched off. Down low, it goes to Olson, who lays it in against Sienna Top. Good job by Northern Cass, understanding they had the mismatch, and they just kept working it. 24-8. Maura Johnson, a three. Off the front of the rim. Rebound, Olivia Olson. And at the other end, here's Jalbert. 2:20 to go in the first half. Carrington by 16. Post entry, knocked loose. Deflected ball, stolen. Mara Johnson has it. Mara the other way, and the sophomore will be fouled by the just-entered Erickson. Her first team second. And Johnson shoots two. She comes in a 76% free throw shooter. Cardinals leading by 16. They've led by as many as 18 and never trailed. The free throw is good, and it's 25-8. And Mara already with 9. Her second one gives her 10 and gives the Cardinals a 26-8 lead. Back in comes Harper Coleman for Mara Johnson. Reese Lavig gets trapped, throws it ahead to Hobdeness. Good thing she knew where her teammate was. Here's a three for Emma off the front of the rim. Rebounding foul on Mara Coots, her second. Team's second of the second quarter, beg your pardon. And so Sophie Spitzer, 5'11 junior center, checks in for Carrington for the first time. Off the baseline entry, a post entry to Olsen. Now, the way this gym is constructed, the sun is shining into the gym right now. You could see that affected Olsen on that play. She never caught the ball, and it's a turnover. Final 100 seconds of the half. It's the only gym that we see where that's a problem. Harper Coleman gets inside. Can't finish. Got her own miss. Kick it out. Maya Nice, open three. Off the front of the rim and taken in by Olivia Olson. Here comes Reese Lavig. Lavig has it stolen by Sienna Top. Up ahead, Sophie Spitzer. She'll get it to Maya Nice, who can't hit the 14-footer. Rebound Harper Coleman. Here's Aniston Hornet, a three. Short rebound taken in by Erickson. She gets trapped. Tries to throw it ahead. Stolen by Maya Nice. Carrington maybe need to take the air out of the ball a bit, and they will. Final minute of the half. It's Spitzer to Hornet, who spins on Jalbert and then gets cut off. Hornet into the lane, got fouled by Jalbert. Her first. And Aniston shoots two, leading by 18 with 50.7 until the break. The free throw goes in. 8 points for Aniston Hornet. Mara Johnson back in for Maya Nice. Carrington also on that possession got, theoretically, a 2-for-1. The second free throw gives the Cardinals a 20-point lead. 28-8. Dribbling with the left, now with the right. Melander into a trap, throws it to Carly Ryder. Left side, Olson. Down to Jalbert. Right side, Lavig's jumper is good. Reese Lavig with her first jumper and her first points, 28-10, and now Carrington can hold for one. If they want to, they may not want to. Mara Johnson at 35 feet. They are holding for one. Johnson dribbles with the right hand. Finds a cutting Hornet. Back to Johnson, who pops from the baseline. Can't hit. Rebound out of bounds. Stays here. 1.5. Every team works on this every day at practice. 1.5 for Carrington. Hornet to throw it in. Does to Top, who pops a three. A little long. Not a bad half for the Carrington Cardinals, though. They will take to the break with them. A 28-10 lead on the Bank Forward scoreboard, and Cardinal basketball will continue on the i3G Sports Network.
Many dream of five-star hotels and five-star restaurants. What about five-star treatment from your dentist? That's exactly what you'll get at Carrington Dental Care. Dr. J's and Dr. Chaz's gentle, relaxed, and friendly atmosphere will give you a full-service dental experience with five-star customer service and care. Carrington Dental Care will give you five-star dental treatment for the entire family. New patients are always welcome. Visit thecarringtondentist.com or call 701-652-2801.
This is Tanner from Leading Edge Equipment. We've got you covered for all your on-farm bulk oil needs. We deliver high-quality John Deere engine oil, Hi-Guard, Cool-Guard, and DEF, along with a wide selection of oil tanks and accessories. Call Scott in Michigan, Chuck in Carrington, or me, Tanner in Devil's Lake. We're ready to deliver right to your farm. Leading Edge Equipment, your family-owned John Deere dealer in Michigan, Devil's Lake, Hamden, and Carrington. Talk to the parts department today.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com.
Cardinals 28, Northern Cass 10 at halftime. It's a Central City H2O Carrington halftime report. Central City H2O Carrington has all of your beverage, water bottle, dispenser, and vending needs covered. Visit centralcityh2o.com or call 701-652-2141. Might need some H2O, might need a whole bunch of other stuff later because I think we're in for a pretty good boys basketball game. And Cardinal boys head coach Randy Huey is joining us now. And coach, it was such a party atmosphere at the beginning on Tuesday. By the end, it was a kind of bummed out party, but how has the response been these last couple days in practice?
Good. You know, Wednesday we kind of took it easy and watched a lot of film. Thursday we probably had one of our best practices of the year, so that was really nice to see. Boys really got after it. Yesterday was, you know, a good day to kind of regroup and get ready for today. No, it was a good week of practice. We just need to, you know, we need to come out with some defensive intensity tonight and win the board battle, and if we can do that, we'll be right there.
This is a game that is a one-off in a lot of ways. This is a game that can get you in some really bad defensive habits. It sounds like such a goofy thing to bring up, but the shell drill is really important today, isn't it, with as many threes as they take?
Yeah, it is. It's very important. You know, good thing we do that every single day in practice. So, no, it's, yeah, they got lots of shooters. You know, we're going to have to make sure we get our hands up. And, you know, they're going to knock down plenty of shots. We got to make sure we don't get discouraged with that. You know, like I said, the biggest thing I think for us is we need to rebound the ball. And, you know, there are going to be a lot of long rebounds with, you know, having a lot of three-pointer shot probably against us. So, and we're going to have to be in gaps. You know, we're going to try to get our hands on some passes. It'd be nice to get some rhythm, break their rhythm a little bit on offense. We can get in the gaps and get our hands on some passes and stuff like that.
You look at their main shooters, obviously Brooks Crockett, obviously Parker Zeski, obviously Hudson Reichel. Of those three, who do you guys have to take care of the most?
Yeah, you know, I think the Crockett kid is a kid that we have to really keep our eyes on. He's, you know, he's a true shooter where even if they're not going in, he's still going to continue to shoot them. And once he gets hot, it can make things really difficult. So I think that's a kid we're going to have to make sure we continue to have our eyes especially on and don't let him get hot on us. And, you know, the other guys are all good players. You know, those are guys we've got to make sure we're in their gaps. You know, the Frolic kid, I mean, he's a very good dribble drive penetration guy. You know, we got to make sure we keep him out of the lane and hopefully he can't dish out some of these shooters.
This is not a big basketball team. Thus, is this the kind of game where you sit Alec down probably earlier this week and you say, listen, big man, this is all you?
Yeah, it is. You know, we talked about that is, you know, we're going to have the tempo. You know, if we can control tempo, that would be a big favor, you know, a big thing in our favor. So, yeah, you know, Alec, we're going to have to work through him. You know, we need to work through him just so we can get some of our shooters open too. And, you know, if we can do that, I think things will be really favorable for us. But if we're going to try to run and gun with them, things are going to be really, really hard.
They do like to play 1-3-1. But do you think they'll do that against you guys?
No, I think we're going to see a lot of man today, yeah, to be honest with you. You know, I don't anticipate really any zone from them. So if they do, then they fooled me. So, but that's fine. That would be a good thing for us, though. So that's why I don't see it. So if they come out, you know, and pressure us, you know, into a 1-3-1 and try to get some traps, I mean, I think we're good enough that we can take care of the ball, and you know, hopefully we can get some easy buckets. And but I'm anticipating a lot of man, and therefore we got to make sure we're working through the post and, you know, the high post area, and you know, we just got to come ready to play.
Coach, good luck tonight.
Hey, thanks, BJ.
That's Cardinal boys basketball coach Randy Huey. His team looking to pick up win number 4 coming up very shortly after this girls' game, when the boys take on Northern Cass as well. The girls just had a really good first half. They lead 28-10 over Northern Cass. We'll come back and tell you the numbers that got us there when the Central City H2O halftime continues on the i3G Sports Network.
Carrington sports fans, want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fostercounews.com.
Here at Old National Bank of Carrington, we prefer to be the bank of choice that helps our clients fulfill their dreams, passionately supports our communities, and invests in the growth and development of our team members. Our mission has deep roots and a trusted partner. We invest our time, heart, and expertise so that our clients and communities thrive. Come see us today at Old National Bank from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday on Main Street in Carrington.
Central City H2O halftime continues with the Cardinals up 28-10. Here's how we got there for Carrington. 10 from Mara Johnson, 9 from Aniston Hornet, 3 from Harper Coleman, and then 2 each from Sienna Top, Maya Nice, and Mara Coots. But, Coots has dominated defensively and dominated the backboard, so do not be misled by her only having 2 points. Northern Cass got 4 each from Carly Ryder and Olivia Olson, and 2 from Reese Lavick. No ties, no lead changes. Carrington is led by as many as 20 at 28-8. They lead at the break 28-10, and the second half is next. Thank you for joining us for the Central City H2O Halftime Report. Third quarter when we come back on the i3G Sports Network.
When it's time to buy a new appliance for your home, remember BJ's Home Center. Did you know they are a locally owned business and that they have been serving this great community since 1993? BJ's Home Center services and delivers within 45 miles of Carrington, bringing you the best prices on all major brand appliances. So don't go anywhere else. Remember that BJ's Home Center is your local, low-priced, best-trained appliance store. Located right by the roundabout, go Cardinals!
Committed to serving you with compassion, Evans Funeral Home of Carrington in New Rockford. Always available with the care you require, even at the most difficult time. You can count on Evans Funeral Home to provide guidance and answers when it comes to pre-planning, finding the perfect monument or marker to honor your loved one, or for service arrangements. Contact Evans Funeral Home in New Rockford at 947-2911 or in Carrington at 652-3003.
Central City H2O of Carrington has all of your beverage, water bottle, dispenser, and vending needs covered. They serve a 15-county area and deliver to home, office, and work sites a line of water and other products. Visit centralcityh2o.com or call 701-652-2141. Visit them on Facebook for more information about in-home and office deliveries and the products available. Hydrate your home and office. Central City H2O of Carrington. We supply the water and vending you need where you need it.
Cardinals 28, Northern Cass 10, as we get ready to start the second half. One final to tell you about. Thompson has defeated Turtle Mountain in Devil's Lake 71-67. So a great weekend for Jason Brenn's Thompson Tommies. We are underway second half with a turnover, a steal. Harper Coleman the other way. Gives to Sienna Top, down to Mara Johnson, extra pass, Coots to lay it in. Carrington by 20 at 30-10, Coots with 4. Great ball movement after the turnover as well. Melander right side to Carly Ryder. Bounces it in to Olivia Olson. Deflected ball, finds Ryder. Down to Olson, who gets inside on Coots and finishes with the right hand. It's 6 points for Olivia Olson, 30-12 Carrington, and now Northern Cass comes out and presses. It's Coots down to Coleman, who had the ball deflect out of bounds, and it'll stay with, nope, it'll go to Northern Cass. I thought it was pretty clear it touched Harper Coleman, but for a second we had some confusion. Nonetheless, Carly Ryder throws it off the knee of Sienna Top and out of bounds. Cards here in the third quarter. Ryder on the left side, giving right wing to a wide open Hovdeness for three, bank too strong, rebound Olson. Kick out Ryder, a three, long, rebound Aniston Hornet, who spins and gets tied up. It'll go to Carrington. 6:47 to go, third quarter. 30-12 in Cardinal basketball, brought to you by CHI, St. Alexius Carrington Medical Center. Compassionate care close to home. Cards break the press with Coots. Right side, Mara Johnson in the corner, Sienna Top. Holding, looks like a 1-3-1 zone now by Northern Cass, and a steal. Hovdeness up ahead, Nylander. Throws it too high and stolen back by Mara Johnson. Johnson the other way, gets inside, and a blocking foul is called on Hovdeness, her second. Mara will shoot two. Cardinal basketball also brought to you by Bickett Insurance. For your free estimate on auto, farm, home, business, or life insurance, call Bickett Insurance 652-1775, located near the roundabout in Carrington. The free throw for Mara Johnson is off the right side of the rim. Checking in, Reslavig. Johnson will have a second one. It's on the way. And down the middle. 31-12 Cards. On the left side, Hovdeness into the middle for Carly Ryder, who goes down to Olson. Kicks it right side. Reslavig thought about the three, instead takes the runner and hits it. A little one-footed runner for Reslavig. She's got four. It's 31-14, and then Carrington throw the ball out of bounds. Mara Johnson going towards the right side for Sienna Top, threw it over her head, and it goes back to Northern Cass. Here's Lavig across the 10-second line, and a big collision on a screen. They don't call anything on anybody. Down to Olson, kick out, left side Ryder, open three, off the mark, rebound Coots. That's so much contact for nothing to be called either way. Wow, Sienna Top the other way. Stops at the free throw line, leaves for Hornet to pop a three. It is good. A three for Aniston Hornet. It is her first of the game. She's got 12, and now Carrington lead by 20, 34-14, and the Jags turn it over. Nylander back in for Hovdeness, and Cody Thiel back in for Sienna Top. And those are the two players that collided at the other end, Top and Hovdeness. Mara Johnson, I just can't believe nothing got called. Down towards Coots, another near collision, it's taken away. Here comes Jalbert the other way. Tess Jalbert, left side, Reslavig's three is off the mark and rebounded by Mara Johnson in a 20-point game. Johnson the other way for Carrington. Left side, Harper Coleman, giving to Hornet. Johnson at the head of the key. Right side, Cody Thiel. Between the rings, Johnson again. Right side, give and go. Mara Johnson finishes and draws the foul. What a play by Mara. A chance at a three-point play. Have mercy, what a play that was. Foul on Carson Nylander is her first. And now Mara tries to complete the three-point play. She does, and it's 37-14. That was a catch and put it up all in one motion. Beautifully done. Jalbert, right side. It's Lavig with the floater off the glass. It doesn't go. And a held ball on the rebound will keep it at this end. Carrington by 23 on the bank forward scoreboard. Their largest lead. Lavig throws it in off Jalbert. She recovers it, goes right side. Melander down to Carly Ryder. And she got fouled by Harper Coleman. Her second. Team's first. And here's Sienna Top back in for Harper. She'll pick up Carly Ryder. Deep inbounds to Melander. Right side Ryder. Give and go down to Olsen, who's blocked by Hornet. Rebound for Annie. And here she comes left to right. Hornet left alone, pops a three. A little long, rebound, Top. Kick out, Mara Johnson. Skip it, Cody Thiel. Her three is short and taken in by Carly Ryder. Lavig has it knocked away by Cody Thiel, and then she goes diving near Colby Vanderwall to try to save it. It did go out of bounds. Back in comes Brinley Winterquist for Northern Cass. She has it left elbow. Lavig in a 23-point game, holding, dribbling left. Picks it up, goes right side. Winterquist. 8 to shoot now for Melander. Around a screen, pops from 19. No, rebound loose and taken in by Cody Thiel. She then loses it. Winterquist, kick, Lavig. Thought about the three, pops from 12 instead and hits. Reese Lavig having a good game. She's got six. It's 37 to 16 Cardinals. At the other end, Sienna Top. Holds and goes to Cody Thiel. Harper Coleman has it. In the corner, it's Hornet. 3:10 to play in the third. Driving right top. Leaves for Cody Thiel's three. Skips it over the rim. Offensive rebound, Mara Kutz. Kick out Harper Coleman. Down towards Hornet. Spinning, firing, hitting. Aniston Hornet has 14. It's 39-16 Carrington. Right side, Jalbert, left wing, Ryder, three, long. Rebound, Kutz, fouled Jalbert. Her second, team's third. In Spitzer, in Nice, in Johnson. Well, lots of confusion on the substitutions there. In for the Jaguars for the first time comes don't have a five either. All right. We'll get it when we can. Left side, Maya Nice. Head of the key, Sienna Top, right side. Mara Johnson down to Nice, who lays it up and in. Maya's first basket. Second basket, rather. 41-16, Carrington's largest lead. On the left side, Ryder towards Jalbert, who spins, kicks. Here's a dish down low to Winterquist. Kick out Jalbert. Right side, Lavig. 2 minutes to play in the third. Carrington by 25. Post-entry, Winterquist. Gets doubled and throws it out of bounds. A turnover. So, five for Northern Cass is Kendall Mitchell. She's listed on the B roster, just not on the A. But Kendall Mitchell is in. Down to Maya Nice, she'll be fouled. By Carly Ryder, her third. Team's fourth. And Maya Nice shoots two. Maya's only been to the free throw line twice this year. She's one out of two. Her first one is long. In comes Hovdanus and Melander, the freshman. Maya, second free throw, tickles the twine, 42-16 Carrington. Maya with five. Winterquist, final 100 seconds of the third. Left side, Melander, skip it right side to Lavig. Now a jumper that got blocked by Maya Nice. That's right, I said that sentence. Rebound, Sophie Spitzer. Carrington's defense, spectacular again today. Here's Sienna top. Spitzer, right side now for Nice. Down towards Mara Johnson, who banks it in. Mara Johnson has 16. Carrington's lead is 44-16. Probably going to see some B-squad players in the fourth quarter. Winterquist into the corner, gets it back in the post. Kick out, right side, a Melander three was blocked. Rebound, Harper Coleman. That may have been blocked by Maya Nice again. On the right side, Mara Johnson. Down to top, she's shoved to the ground by Melander, and she will shoot two. Sienna 16 out of 20 at the foul line this year. That's 80%. I'm not good at math, but that's 80%. Her first one is long. 40.2 to play in the third, and Carrington rolling to their sixth consecutive victory. They will be at Grafton Thursday night. Back into region play. The free throw does not go. Rebound loose, and it goes out of bounds to Northern Cass. We'll be with you on KDAK the Cardinal at 6:45 for that one. We, being myself and Benny. On the left side, a post entry to Olsen. Right side, Lavig. Back to Olsen, who goes inside and got fouled by Spitzer. Sophie's first. Team's first. No, second. Team second. So free throws for Olivia Olson. 44-16 Cardinals. 25 seconds left in the third. The free throw spins home. 44-17. 7 points for Olivia Olson. Mara Coots back in. Aniston Hornet back in for this final possession of the third. Carrington up by 27. The free throw is long. Rebound, Aniston Hornet. Here come the Cards. A three makes it, running clock in the fourth quarter. Here's Hornet, dribbling right, spinning back left. Leaves for Mara Johnson to pop a three. Short, rebound, Coots. Kick out Johnson. Here's Top, a three. Wedges off the mark. Rebound Olsen, and that's the third quarter. Carrington continue to roll. They lead at the end of three quarters on the Bank Forward scoreboard, 44-17. And Cardinal basketball will continue on the i3G Sports Network.
When you work with your local Pioneer team, you gain hardworking partners who strive to know your every acre. Doug Retzloff is your local Pioneer seed sales representative in Carrington. Call Doug at Retzloff Seed and Supply LLC. He will do the best to match the right product on the right acre and supply you with unparalleled choices of Pioneer seed products treated with Lumigen brand seed treatment to protect your investment. Doug and his team also carry a complete lineup of livestock feed and minerals. Retzloff Seed and Supply LLC in Carrington, near the roundabout.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
Thunder 106.1 is KQLX FM Lisbon Fargo, and Thunder 98.3 is KXGT FM Carrington Jamestown.
Fourth quarter underway with Carrington in possession. And it's Sienna Top, a three. It's good. And Carrington lead by 30. We'll have running clock the rest of this fourth quarter now after the Sienna Top three gives Carrington its largest lead at 47-17. Right side, thrown out of bounds by Carly Ryder. And the clock will continue to run, which probably means that good run of numbers defensively in this winning streak, it's going to continue because this is going to be a quick fourth quarter. Here is Hornet. These starters won't be in for very long this quarter. Here's Mara Johnson down to Harper Coleman. Kick out Johnson. She'll pop a three. Off the front of the rim, rebound Olson. Here's Reese Lavig the other way. Lavig has her pass picked off. Sienna Top stole it. And here comes Carrington left to right with the lone senior on the team. Top, here's Hornet, a three. A little long, rebound Olson again. And Northern Cass with it on the right side with Lavig. Up top towards Carly Ryder from the elbow. She hits. 47-19, Carly with six. Sophie Spitzer and Cody Thiel get ready to go. Against this 1-3-1. On the right side, Sienna Top. Mara Johnson, skip it, Hornet. And her pass knocked out of bounds by Lavig. 5:55 and counting left. Abigail Schenk, 5'5 sophomore guard, in for the first time for Colby Vanderwall. 47-19, Cardinals. Well on their way to six in a row. Harper Coleman's three spins off. Rebound, Northern Cass. A good fight for it by Kendall Mitchell. Here's a three by Jalbert that's short. Rebounded by Ryder into a three that's short. And the rebound is Sienna Tops. Here's Aniston Hornet. And a timeout, Carrington. A Dactyl timeout. We will not take it. It's a 30, so it's an up timeout. We'll keep it right where we got it. Carrington leading 47-19 in the fourth quarter. Cardinals again. 6:45 Thursday on KDAK against the Grafton Spoilers. And then it's kind of a big game and a very busy stretch. That next week, Devil's Lake at home on Tuesday, Kindred at home on Thursday, Hillsborough Central Valley at home on Saturday, at Devil's Lake the next Monday. It is four games in 8 days for the Cardinals. I feel like I'm missing one. No, I'm not missing one. My gosh, how could I be missing one? Here's Cody Thiel, a three. Short, rebounded by Northern Cass, and that is Faith Fury into the game for the first time. And a near steal. The ball's out of bounds, 4:50 to play. Maya Nice for Aniston Hornet. And before too long, we'll see some of the others, including Brooklyn Knudsen and Berkeley Thompson and the Coleman girls. Post entry stolen by Sienna Top. It was a forced pass by Kendall Mitchell. On the left side, Cody Thiel into the corner. Harper Coleman three. Yes! Carrington 50. Northern Cass 19 as Harper Coleman's got six. Mitchell against Thiel. Dribbles left, goes high post, kick out Carly Ryder. Ryder into the paint, picked off. Intercepted by Sienna Top. Boys game still to come. Here's a Cody Thiel three. That one's short. And the rebound is knocked out of bounds. It'll go to Northern Cass. And here comes Brooklyn Knutson. 5'8 freshman forward who scored her first career basket against Harvey Wells County. And Jordan Coleman, 5'5 eighth grade guard, is into the lineup. On the right side, driving is Nyla Erickson, she just checked in. Finds Jalbert, who throws it up. No, but a foul on Maya Nice. And Tess shoots two. You know, she didn't score any points, scoring zero. If she makes both of these, she may never put 0-0 back on. Free throw is good. Okay. 50-20. Second one, also good, 50-21. First 2 points for Tess. She checks out. Into the lineup comes Lauren Johnson, 5'9 senior center. Here is Jordan Coleman. Left side, Cody Thiel. Nice. Right side, Coleman. Nice. Left side, Thiel. Into the middle, Spitzer. Kick out. Jordan Coleman, a three. Boom! Jordan Coleman's first varsity points. And it's 53-21 Carrington. With 2:40 to go. And a foul is called on the baseline. And it's on Maya Nice again. And so that's her second. Team second. And Berkeley Thompson comes in. 5'7 junior forward. And Kari Coleman, 5'7 eighth grade forward, are all in. The B squad is in. The jumper doesn't go, but the putback does for Nyla Erickson. And it's 53-23 Carrington. 2 minutes left. Thompson. Nice. Right side, Jordan Coleman. Nice. Thinks about a three. Goes to Kari Coleman for three. Short. Rebound, Thompson. Back to Jordan Coleman, who rattles off the jumper. Rebound, Nice. The putback, Nova, to foul on Schenck. And so free throws for Maya Nice, who just split a pair in the third quarter. Her first one here. Gets the roll, 54-23 Cards. They'll be 8-3. Northern Cass will be 3-8. Both free throws are good, 55-23. And this stunning stretch of defense continues. Up top, a throwaway, another turnover. Northern Cass with 1:35 and counting to go. Northern Cass back at it at Lisbon on Tuesday. Look, that's a game they'll win. That's absolutely a game they'll win in region play. Jordan Coleman, left side, Berkeley Thompson. Maya Nice, right side, Jordan Coleman. Zachary Coleman, short corner. Back to Jordan, another three. Off the front of the rim, rebound Lauren Johnson. Well, Jordan Coleman's clearly not shy about letting it go. Clearly. On the right side, a hold by Mitchell. Johnson into the mid post. Spinning, putting it up and missing Fury. Gets it back, can't finish. Offensive rebound, steal. Maya Nice has it in the final minute. Nice down the right side. Gives to Jordan Coleman. Here's Berkeley Thompson. She'll pop a three. Air ball and out of bounds. Final possession here. Mitchell, right side to Fury. Up top, driving is Erickson. She'll miss. Rebound, Maya Nice, and that's that. Cardinals, 6 in a row. They come to Northern Cass and get the job done. 55-23 over the Jaguars. Cardinals are 8-3. While Northern Cass dropped to 3-8. And we will have our post-game report coming up in just a moment on the I3G Sports Network.
On the field, every second counts. And when injuries happen, you need a hometown advantage. At JRMC Orthopedics, our local team offers fast access to expert care, so you don't have to travel out of town. From sprains all the way to joint replacements, even same day, we've got you covered. The best plays start with getting back in the game. Orthopedic care that keeps you moving. It's right here. Visit JRMCND.com to learn more.
The Carrington Area Healthy Communities Coalition is a partnership of individuals and organizations working together to create a healthier community in which to work, live, and play. They support alcohol, drugs, smoking, vaping, and suicide prevention programs and promote activities such as pickleball, yoga, and park improvement. Their mission is to promote and support physical and mental health activities, prevention services, and community learning initiatives that promote a healthy lifestyle for the people of Carrington and surrounding areas. Visit HealthyCarrington.org.
We're back in Hunter. The Cardinals win their sixth consecutive game. They beat Northern Cass this afternoon by a final count of 55-23. And we'll start our post-game proceedings with Aniston Hornet, who scored 14 points in the win. First off, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
What was that game like? You guys continue to play really good defense, and against a team that can shoot it, that was really important.
Yeah, I thought with just how good our defense has been all year, it was nice to have a good offensive night too, but it feels really good to say every night that defense is what wins our games.
You guys are also, this is something that was not always the case last year. You're beginning to shoot the three really well. That's you, that's, you know, Mara, that's Sienna. And then, you know, you got these bench girls hitting threes. How does that sort of help you guys offensively when you are hitting those outside shots?
It helps a lot. You know, especially like tonight, I missed a lot of bunnies. We all missed a lot of bunnies. So sometimes you got to rely on those outside shots and knock them down when you can.
What was it like going up against a player like Carly Ryder, who's really trying to get her shot?
Yeah, it's hard, but like I said, defense wins our game, so you just got to play good defense.
You're out there every night during this six-game winning streak. It's 42, 33, 33, 32, 29, and today 23. What's going well right now on that side of the ball?
We've been moving the ball a lot more, getting those inside looks, which makes the outside looks more open. So yeah, just moving, we've been moving the ball really well.
Now you get back into region play on Thursday with Grafton. It looks like it's going to be a fun race to try and get the one seed.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Aniston, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
14 for Aniston Hornet, including 9 in the first half, as her team got a 55-23 win. And now let's get her head coach in here. After another just, I mean, Coach Rotten, just a stunningly good, from the word go, defensive performance.
Yeah, we take every stop serious. So, you know, even when we changed up a little bit of zone action, we just told them, if you're going to play some zone, you really need to fly around even harder. And made the shots difficult for the Jaguars.
How important was it to get the offense going early? And it did seem like today, I know you talk about it a lot, but your defense really did kickstart things.
Yeah, if you get in the passing lanes, get a few deflections, and maybe get a few points off turnovers right away, it's a big key. And Mara hits a big bucket right away, and you know, it just kind of lifts the cover off the basket, and everybody's ready to shoot the ball.
Coaches will always talk about this as long as they do this profession, but sometimes a player's impact is not in the box score. Mara Coot scored 4 points, but she completely took away the paint.
Yeah, her defense is coming along, and you know, and she's able to come out to the perimeter too. And you know, some teams have their post catch out there, and she's able to come out there and, or you know, create some havoc, and it helps the other kids just lock in on their player too. If we can, they don't have a release point, or it's not an easy back or reversal of the ball or anything like that. So that was good to see.
Let's talk about your young players for a minute, because I'm sitting up here watching, and I'm texting our you know, fans across the way saying during this weekend, who is this number 22? I've never seen her. She looks like she has no fear. It's Anna Van Ray. You can couple her with the Coleman girls. I mean, there's some good young players you got coming.
Yeah, and they like to get in the gym and get to play. And, you know, they had some good – they had a good C game. B game, we missed some free throws and some box outs and things to work on. So always stuff to work on. And we're going to give them Monday off, but Tuesday's back to work.
And it's back to work in preparation for Grafton on Thursday. That's a team that if you know nothing else about Grafton, you know they're going to be physical.
Absolutely. They're, you know, the good volleyball athletes trends usually into good basketball athletes. So, yeah, we're going to have to be physical, rebound the ball, and play our solid D and make it kind of difficult on their possessions. And if we can do that and get some easy possessions and knock down some shots, and we'll be successful.
Well, Coach, we'll see you on Thursday. Congratulations.
Thanks, BJ.
He's going to probably be a little annoyed at the countdown, but that's 477. He just gave me the get out of here hand. Exactly. That's exactly what I expect. But, hey, really good performance. Six consecutive wins for the Cardinals. Today, 55-23 over Northern Cass. They win it to go to 8-3. We'll tell you how they did it statistically in a moment when Cardinal basketball continues on the I3G Sports Network.
Nothing has embodied the American spirit like the family farmer. Year after year, they continue to work the land and plant their crops. Through droughts, floods, and uncertain markets, they keep that spirit alive with another crop harvested for the next generation. And for that, we tip our hats to them. Farmers Union Insurance. Protecting those that protect America's food source.
In Carrington, see Randy Hui.
Rest assured that you'll be treated with the care and respect you deserve at Central Pharmacy. Conveniently located in the heart of Carrington and New Rockford, Central Pharmacy delivers the kind of attention and commitment to improving your health care that the big box stores just can't. Central Pharmacy does it all, from medical supplies to prescriptions, health and wellness concerns. Plus, we have a great selection in our gift, boutique, and decor departments. Visit us on Facebook for up-to-date info. Central Pharmacy, your one stop in Carrington and New Rockford.
Is it time for you to switch banks? Hi, I'm Tiffany Paulson at Bank Forward in Carrington. At Bank Forward, we have everything you get from a big bank, but we're small enough to give you exceptional service. Make the switch and let us show you the Bank Forward difference. Call 652-2852 or visit bankforward.com today. Putting the customer first since 1927. It's simply the Forward way. Bank Forward, member FDIC.
Reach your summit with Kyle Smith and his staff at Summit Physical Therapy in Carrington. Serving the area since 1997, we offer treatment for pain relief, vertigo, wound care, sports and work injuries, as well as post-op and neurological rehab. Summit Physical Therapy has certified providers in dry needling, Raston, and myofascial cupping. We are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and in most cases, no referral required. Call us at 652-7179 to schedule an appointment today.
Cardinals 55, Northern Cass 23 in girls action. Let's tell you how we got there. The Cardinals actually led by Mara Johnson with 16 points. Aniston Hornet had 14. 7 for Maya Nice, 6 for Harper Coleman, 5 for Sienna Top, 4 for Mara Coots, and 3 for Jordan Coleman. For Northern Cass, they got 7 from Olivia Olson, 6 each from Carly Ryder and Reese Lavig, and 2 from each of Nyla Erickson and Tess Jalbert. No ties, no lead changes. 32 was the largest lead of the game. The Cardinals are 8-3. Northern Cass is 3-8. And Carrington are back at it Thursday, 6:45 on KDAK, the Cardinal at the Grafton Spoilers. Well, if you like the three-point shot, go get yourself your favorite beverage because we're about to have a lot of them in this gym. Northern Cass have taken 485 shots this year. 245 of them have been threes. Bombs away when we come back. It's the Cardinal boys and the Northern Cass Jaguars next on the I3G Sports Network.